We are looking ahead to World Psych Day on October 8th, 2020, a huge international day. So we thought we would speak with Frederick Schroeder, who is the president of the World Blind Union. Fred, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So it must be a big day for the WBU, a real chance to perhaps celebrate the work that's done, and perhaps look at some of the challenges and some of the big successes of the year.
It is. I think there are a couple of things that I'd like to touch on, if I may. World Sight Day, in many respects, is about blindness prevention. And of course, if people have correctable or preventable blindness or visual impairment, we're all for that, of course. But our interest in World Sight Day goes beyond just the basic humanitarian necessity of helping people maintain their vision if it's maintainable. I think the other interest that we have and that we put a lot of attention to is to make sure that for those individuals whose vision cannot be preserved or not entirely preserved, that they not get the impression that their lives are over. And so we've been working with the World Health Organization on a Vision 2020 report that they are doing, which, again, in many respects is around sight preservation. But our interest is to make sure that doctors and other health professionals have the understanding and the knowledge about available resources so that if somebody's vision is either lost entirely or significantly, that they're not told you'll spend your life sitting home on the couch, that you can still live a productive, active life.
It obviously gives you a great opportunity then to look with the WHO at work that's been done around the globe then in terms of sight loss prevention and perhaps some of the advances in sight loss treatment as well.
Absolutely. Again, it's about pushing out information, and that means information to governments about the infrastructure needs that exist if there's going to be adequate treatment of eye conditions, getting information out to the public so they know that conditions are treatable. So much of the blindness and significant visual impairment around the world is actually preventable. And then, as I say, the other piece, though, is to make sure that the overlay is that while people clearly will want to preserve their sight, that they not fear blindness in the way that typically society would fear. So when I was meeting with the World Health Organization, I told them about an experience I had. I'm totally blind and it's not correctable. But a few years ago, I was having a lot of eye pain. And so I went to an ophthalmologist and he ran a bunch of tests. And of course, he assumed I was there hoping to get my sight back. And he ends by saying, "You know, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to restore your sight, but don't worry, we're going to refer you to a state government agency. There's a lot of free stuff they can give you." He was trying to be encouraging and he meant well and was trying to be kind about it. But if you think about the underlying assumption, the assumption is not that you'll be able to restore your life, but that you'll get some nice things that will make your sad life a little less sad.
Instead of that, well, you know, this has happened. However, you will still be able to perhaps, work, enjoy family life, enjoy your leisure pursuits as well. So perhaps not enough focus on, okay, this is a situation you're in, but it can be improved and you can have as normal life as possible.
Exactly right. One of the things that we're doing is our regional presidents will be recording video messages that will be up on YouTube and other platforms talking about the ability of blind people to live those productive, integrated lives. And the major barrier to a full life, as you know and your listeners know, is rooted mainly in public attitudes about blindness and significant vision loss. Learning to function as a blind person, it's something that you can do. It might take a little time, a little bit of training, et cetera, but it's not magical. But getting an employer to hire you, getting people, even in social contexts, to believe that you can be included. You go to a church or community potluck and just trying to get them to let you take out the garbage or wash dishes or whatever you might do to contribute is difficult. People see you and they think that, your role is to sit and be looked after. And again, it's all, it's very kindly meant, but what people don't realize is that if a person doesn't know any better and accepts that passive status, it's very crushing to the soul.
It's almost like the society unconsciously perhaps disables the individuals themselves just through lack of knowledge.
Exactly right. Certainly with good intent, but we could, and I know your listeners could too, we could all think of examples where people just assumed that our role was to be passive and they wanted to help us, make us comfortable, etc., but not realizing that perpetuating passivity is not something that's helpful to blind people, it's actually harmful.
I suppose that makes it all the more important when you talk about the prevention of sight loss. Sometimes it's through lack of knowledge, sometimes it's through lack of proper medical provision. That's highlighted on October 8th as well.
It's a whole continuum from preventable blindness and access to treatment and on to how people can continue to live active lives even if they do have significant or total vision loss.
Also part of World Sight Day, Fred, you have a webinar. Tell us more about that.
So we'll be doing a webinar to highlight some of the topics that we've touched on here. And again, the idea is to get information out to a variety of audiences, the general public being one, medical professionals and those involved in the healthcare industry, government and civil society policymakers, and to blind people out there to use this as a forum for highlighting what blind people can do if given the opportunity.
Fred, there's so much going on for World Sight Day. We couldn't possibly talk about all of it at the moment, but if people would like to find out more about the World Blind Union, or indeed would like to participate in the webinar, what's the best way to get the information?
If you go to our website, which is www.wbu.ngo. And we'd encourage people to visit and see what we'll be doing.
Fred, pleasure to talk to you as always. And thanks once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you, Alan.